Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. Gospel work in northern India faces new roadblocks as one state makes the nation's toughest anti-conversion law even stricter. And later, how do you measure what really matters in ministry? Those stories and more coming up. First, Christians in India's Uttarakhand state expect increased punishment for breaking anti-conversion laws as legislation to expand existing penalties awaits final assent from the governor. The proposed amendment claims to protect religious minorities while licensing their maltreatment. Mike Grandy with Unknown Nation says Christian homes are now being targeted.
If believers are gathering within a home, they're considering that conversion. And so they're actually targeting homes where believers are gathering.
Governmental tactics to break up churches in this way are not new.
They want to preserve really the power, the strength of the ruling party.
The latest amendment goes as far as criminalizing propaganda on social media, a vague clause that could enable sweeping indictments. Grandy says believers understand this to be a given. He spoke recently with one Christian who described his experience of being slapped around while preaching the gospel.
He goes, but that's not really persecution. He goes, that just comes with the territory. That's what we do when we're called to Christ.
Grandy calls on worldwide believers to support the persecuted church in prayer.
Pray that the message of the gospel will take root. Pray for our brave brothers and sisters in Christ who are sharing the gospel, that they would continue, that they'd have boldness and discernment and of the Holy Spirit.
Please pray also that regardless of legislation, the gospel would spread as Christ's people in Uttarakhand go forth in faith. And listening to foreign broadcasting is illegal and highly punishable in North Korea. However, Eric Foley with Voice of the Martyrs Korea says radio is still the best way to share the gospel. Despite the risks, some are willing to operate radios in secret.
20% of North Koreans are estimated to possess radios where they can listen to shortwave broadcasts. That's a much higher percentage than any other means of reaching people for the gospel.
Voice of the Martyrs Korea uses their 4, soon to be 5, broadcasts a day to continuously read God's word. This allows people without access to scripture to write some down or memorize it when possible. They also share sermons from early North Korean believers to encourage the church. These sermons speak to the persecution endured by both early and current day North Koreans. Foley hopes that these messages will reach even further than their primary audience.
North Koreans are very private. When they hear those things, they don't share them with many people. But when something is heard by North Koreans on the radio that really impacts them, there is that opportunity that they may share with other family members. And so praying of how listeners hear that broadcast and choose to share what they hear is also another way you can be a part of North Korean ministry.
Please pray that God will continue to encourage the Korean church. And finally, how do you measure what truly matters in ministry? Fadi Shiraiha from the MENA Leadership Center says,
measuring impact shifts focus from the activity, what we do or what we did, into an outcomes and even transformation.
You can compare the process to working in a lab.
And you work with the controlled environment, core conditions, and then you change some factors.
This ability to observe and measure impact guides strategy, fosters learning, and creates a culture of continuous improvement.
Basically, it would demonstrate it's really faithful stewardship because it enables ministries to show the donor, the stakeholder, and the communities they live with that resources are being used wisely and effectively.
This in turn builds trust and credibility among workers in God's harvest field. In a few weeks, the MENA Leadership Center will host a course on measuring ministry impact. Attendees from the Middle East and North Africa, Pakistan, the diaspora, North America, and beyond will gather to strengthen their work.
People will be exposed to the different tools and frameworks for measuring impact.
Pray for MENA leaders, often serving amid unrest, to attend. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.